All right, guys, it's time now for Ask the CLO. This one is from Anonymous in Atlanta, okay? Anonymous writes, I'm in a very freaky situation with my man and his twin brother. His twin brother is his roommate, and I spent a lot of time at their house. One night we were having sex, and his twin walked in naked and asked him to join us. I did them both, or rather, they did me, and it was the best sexual experience I've ever had. My boyfriend told me he likes watching me and his twin brother together. We've done it a few more times, and each time is better than before. Do you think they play this game with other women?
What difference do it make? They playing it with you?
You playing.
The question is, have you played this game before? That's the bigger question.
Who you play you know, too much?
Well, see, I'm trying to figure out why that's a question.
Right.
Each time is better than the time before. Have they done this before? The hell you think?
Yeah.
But we already know the answer. Have you done this before? Yes, several times. Mm-hmm. What do you want from me? Yes, they've done it before, but they never got nobody to do it that many times except you.
Right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I thought she was going to say she mistook one twin for the other or something like that. Yeah.
No.
Out there, this one. Woo.
No, right. He came in naked and asked, could she join him?
Yeah,
so they really both polite. Did me. No, wait, I did both of them.
Right.
Okay.
All right, Anonymous. No wonder she's anonymous in Atlanta. All right, India in Texarkana says, I'm a 30-year-old married woman, and I have gained a little weight since I got married 4 years ago. My husband encouraged me to take better care of myself and lose the weight. I appreciated his pep talk, and I started a diet, and I started doing cardio. At the same time, he started going out all day on Saturday and Sunday, and his phone would be off. He says he's playing golf, and he can't use his phone in the clubhouse. Did he tell me I was fat to justify him cheating on me? The stress is making me eat more.
Oh, well, we ain't finna fix this problem then, is we?
Is we?
Are we?
See, so since he to blame now, see, if he going to play golf, there are clubhouses where you can't use the phone. But
go outside.
He on the golf course.
Right.
The majority of that time, the four hours is on the golf course.
Yeah.
So if he telling you he can't use it in the golf club, that could be true. But on the golf course, you can use your phone. He told you what he wanted. Mm-hmm. He gave you the pep talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you're working on it. And I understand it, sister. Mm-hmm. This ain't about your weight, but to him it is.
Yeah, he wanna
come
home.
Because he gave the damn pep talk.
Right.
And obviously, and now the stress is making you eat more.
Yeah.
So when he do come home Sunday evening, guess what? You bigger than you was when he left.
That's so mean.
No, look. I'm just telling you. So this ain't me talking. I'm just telling you how he doing it in his mind.
Right.
So now what you, you know, he wrong for what he doing if he cheating, but ain't nobody playing golf all damn day can't use their phone.
Right,
I can't say that to my wife. Okay. I can on Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday? That's a lot.
And I can, me and Tommy can probably tell you that he don't play that damn good.
Right. No.
He should be on tour by now.
the next Tiger Woods.
Yeah, all day Saturday and Sunday.
You playing a lot.
That
of
is
golf,
not buddy. Who you married to.
All right, moving on. Phoenix in the Bronx writes, I'm in my mid-40s and I'm dating a man that's 34 years old. I think he's my soulmate and we don't see the age thing as an issue. What I do see as an issue is how he treats my dog. I have a Chihuahua that weighs 4.5 pounds and he does not like to be around the dog. If I'm out for a while, he won't even walk the dog so he can go potty. I've had my dog for 8 years, so she is like my child. She can sense that he doesn't like her, so she'll stay in her crate while he's around, when he's around. Is this a sign he's not the one?
Hell no. Get your damn dog.
What?
He ain't got to like your dog. He ain't dating your dog. He dating you. And nothing say he got to like your damn dog. Now, he stay in the crate because he know the man don't like him. Well, that's good. And don't know, man, I am not walking a little punk ass chihuahua. Ain't nobody finna see me outside. Ain't nobody finna see me outside with no chain and no leash and this little bitty ass dog, these big bug ass eyes. I don't even like chihuahuas no damn way. Deborah Simon had a chihuahua.
This ain't about you.
Who is Deborah Simon?
Deborah Simon, girl I liked in the ninth grade. She had a chihuahua. Went over there and he bit me on the ankle and he ran and I was wearing them thick and thin.
Yeah.
You know them silk socks with the pinstripes
silk
in them?
Sock with the pinstripes.
He got his little teeth on one of the pinstripes and pulled it and unraveled my whole damn sock. Well, the problem is, them wasn't my damn socks. Them was my damn brother's socks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you got your ass.
Oh, I got the hell beat out me.
Over some socks?
No, those were classic back in the day.
Shirley, we poor people. Socks. Now, I done got my ass whooped over some marbles. I done got my ass whooped over some socks. I done got my ass whooped over standing on Miss Payne's grass and Miss Payne sent her son out there and whooped my ass.
You could just,
I done got my ass whooped because my football went on Miss Jackson's yard and I ran up in there. Uh-huh. And Floyd Jackson came down and whooped my ass for going to get my football.
Hope he's
got an amazing amount of ass whooping. I'm just talking about over some socks. Hell yeah, like some socks. Damn socks. My brother's socks.
Sorry.
Dollar quarter.
The lady do?
Yeah.
I don't know what she gonna do, but you gonna lose your man over that damn dog. He 8 years old. He gonna die in a little bit. Just
oh
think.
My God. Right,
that makes him 300 as a human.
You did it. You embarrassed me. Coming up next, your nephew would run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.